Today is a Thanksgiving service, and we are going to just encourage ourselves. And I've titled the message, Thanksgiving is a good thing. And we need to remind ourselves that it is a good thing. Because I've discovered that this generation that we are in, we are not thankful. Thankfulness has become scarce in this our generation. And I'm not surprised. Why am I not surprised? The Bible says these are the signs that we see in the last days. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. He said, this know also, so you have to know, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. So it is prevalent. You see, people just get engrossed in themselves. Everything is about me. And therefore, there is no place for God anymore. People are so filled with this self-entitlement. We feel so self-entitled that we don't take time to ponder and give him thanks anymore. No, one philosopher, a British empiricist, David Hume, he said something that is very profound. He said, of all crimes that human creatures are capable of committing, the most horrid and unnatural is ingratitude. He called it horrid. He said it is ingratitude, especially when it is committed against parents. And we know that the parents of all parents is the Almighty God. So it is something that is very prevalent. You see, people don't take time to thank God again because of the things we are going through in the world. Because of the adversity, the challenges of life we are going through. People don't have a correct perspective of adversity. Because you are going through an issue, because you are going through one challenge on the other, you lose the sense of gratitude. But I'm here this morning to remind us that irrespective of whatever you are going through, God is still God. Doesn't matter what you are going through, God is still God. So it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Psalm 92, verse 1 to 5. Psalm 92, verse 1 to 5, I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Classic. It says, it is a good and a delightful thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises with musical accompaniment to your name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night, with an instrument of 10 strings and with the lute, with a solemn sound upon the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your works. At the deeds of your hands, I joyfully sing. How great are your doings, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. It is a good thing to give thanks to God. Why is it a good thing? Number one, God demands it. God commands it. It is a commandment, it is a demand, it is a requirement. So that is the first thing I want you to note. God demands that you give thanks to him. It pleases the Lord. Thanksgiving, appreciation pleases the Lord. Praise pleases him. I don't know about you, but even in the world, I don't know if you've gone to a party before, and the musician starts singing praise to your name. You see some people, you just lose it totally. One day I was in an uncle's house. He's not a believer. And one musician in Nigeria was playing. His name is Wasiu Ayinde. And when he started praising the president of Nigeria, president of the whole nation, the man just lost it. Because he was just Jagabana. The way he was praising him was another thing. And the man just started bringing, they just brought that big bag and bells. It wasn't like this again. He was just throwing the bells like this. I think maybe he never knew he would become president. Otherwise, there won't be such a display. Because the thing entered into, he said, when I wasn't born again too. Remember that when we are drunk like this and they start praising us like this, you just bring out all the money in your pocket, you spray it, and you trek back home. The same thing is the Almighty God. There is that wiring within us, which is part of the nature of God in us, that praise brings pleasure. So it is a pleasurable thing to give thanks to God. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 50, 23, we are looking at why it is good. And that's why I'm rejoicing with my brother and my sister today. It is a good thing that you are doing. And keep doing it. He said you love singing. Please continue. You give him pleasure by that. The Bible says in Psalm 50 verse 23, I'm looking at the Amplified Classic again. It says, he who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me. And he who orders his way right, who prepares the way that I may show him, to him will I demonstrate the salvation of God. You know one thing God said, after he had sent severally to Heli, that your children have been misbehaving, call them to order, and he refused to call them to order. When God will release his judgment against Eli and his family for the sins of Ophni and Phinehas, you know what God said through Samuel, the young boy there? He said, I've told you severally and you didn't listen. Hear me now. Anyone who honors me, I will honor. And anyone who despises me, I will lightly esteem. So, when you praise God, you honor him. It pleases him. And when you please God, be sure that he's going to reward you. So, why is it good? Because it is enjoyable to him. Because it pleases him. Why is it good for you to praise God? Why is it good for you to give thanks to God? When you give thanks to him, it gives you access into his presence. And you know what the Bible says in Psalm 100 verse 4. It says you enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And you know when you have access to his presence, as we are told, is it in Psalm 16:11 now? I think it's Psalm 16:11. It says in his presence there is what? There is fullness of joy. And at his right hand there are what? Pleasures forevermore. So it is good to give thanks to him because that is the password into the presence of the Almighty God. Why is it good to give thanks to Him? When we give thanks to God, we are doing for God what He cannot do for Himself. But God cannot thank Himself. So when you are doing, that is why it is pleasurable to the Almighty God. When you give Him thanks, you are doing what He could not do for Himself. Because that would be, what is the grammar? I don't know the grammar to use for it anyways. But He cannot begin to say, I thank myself. So when you are doing it, you are honoring Him. It is a good thing. When you are doing it, you are demonstrating an attitude of gratitude. You are showing your gratefulness unto Him. You are showing that you are not an ingrate. And you know, gratitude opens a lot of doors. Remember, I used to have a very young nephew. She was very young. I don't know where she got that wisdom. Around 3 years old then. She would just come to you, uncle, and kneel down. Say, thank you for what you did yesterday. You bought this for me. You bought that for me. And she will catalog all the things that you have done for her. And then you'll say, uncle, I need ice cream. I've not seen anybody that rejected that girl, any of her requests. And when we now know what's her pattern, just say what you want. So the point I'm trying to make is that when you demonstrate the attitude of gratitude, your requests are always granted. It is good to give thanks to God because it means you are not forgetful of the benefit of God. Psalm 103, 1-4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Forget not all His benefits. And I want to tell you, we are enjoying His benefits. You may be thinking about the things that you don't have. But think about the things that you have. A lady was complaining in her 50s that I don't have a child. And she became depressed. She was admitted in an hospital. And she met another lady there. That one was depressed. And they started talking. I said, why are you depressed? They have been married. I don't have a husband. How old are you? Say 50. Someone said, I'm 57. If I were in your shoes, I would be dancing. No man has ever said, even I like you. Not to say I love you, not to marry you. Say you are not grateful. So there are levels. I want to tell you today, no matter the situation you are in now, when we put it on the scale, on the world scale, you are among the top 10%. Go and check the statistics. If you know how to think, you are going to know how to give Him thanks. That complaint that you are making now, that you have a visa to come to this place, do you know how many people that are saying, it's not easy here. Somebody said, brother, send me money. I said, It's not easy here. I too want to come. I said, it's not easy here. He said, that uneasiness. Let me to come and experience it. Whatever it is, the uneasiness that you people are facing here. He said, it's not easy here. He said, don't let it, I don't want it to be easy for me. Let me just be there. So let us learn and understand the attitude of gratitude. Very, very important. Don't forget his benefit. You see, it is good to give thanks to God because it conquers pride and that sense of self-achievement. You see, when you are thankful, you are learning to return the glory to God. So when I tell people, I say, thank God for you. Thank God for what God is doing. You know, I say, thank God that you remember that it is God that is doing it. And that's what makes me to fear most. I say, you have done this, you have done this. I say, it's not me. It's God, though. So you need to have that sense. Whatever you achieve in life, recognize that it is God. When you give thanks, you are recognizing him as your source. Psalm 127, verse 1. Why is it good for you to give thanks? Looking at the 8th reason now. Every time you say thank you to Jesus, you are saying, my future is in your hand. Remember that. Every time you say thank you to Jesus, you are securing your future. What you thank God for today, you will never weep over it. It's a principle. Once whatever you thank God for, you don't weep over it. John 11, 35, 44. Jesus wept, but after weeping, he gave thanks. And what happened? Lazarus came back to life. Whatever you thank God for, you don't weep over it. Whatever you thank God for multiplies. It doesn't diminish. Remember the feeding of the 5,000 and the 50,000, the 5,000 and the 4,000. Whatever you thank God for is committed to preserve it. Is committed to preserve it. So having made the case for the goodness of thanksgiving, I know we are going to be thanking God today. So let us look at how should I give thanks to God? How should I give thanks to God? Number one, give thanks joyfully. Let it come with joy. Let it come with joy. You see, before God scolded me, when I see people dancing seriously, I've just been saying, what is wrong with this one now? Until God scolded me in the spirit, what's your own? Is it doing it for you? He said, because you don't know how to dance. Is that where you are? It was a conversation. And I said, I'm sorry. So if you like, you dance like, I don't know the English, I'm sorry. You dance like Ikoto, you know that thing that they, you know. If you like, put your head on the ground and be dancing. I'll just be thanking God for you. Yes. Because don't you ever despise anybody dancing before his God. Never in your life. Michael did it. And she became the only woman in the scripture that was barren beyond remedy. You know, there is no barrenness with the Almighty God. But if you despise that thing which is holy, especially the praise of God, you are registered for a life of barrenness. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. So when you give thanks, give it joyfully. So as we are going to be thanking God today, put on your dancing shoes. The MC said yesterday, he has never seen Pastor Neyi dance like that before. You don't know where it's coming from, so you cannot understand. And you saw the way Star Rose was dancing too. So let it be joyful. Colossians 1:12 from the Passion's translation. Your heart can swell with joyful gratitude when you think of how God made you worthy to receive the glorious inheritance freely given to us by living in the light. Joy. Give it to Him joyfully. Then loudly, praise the Lord. Loudly. When you are giving thanks, give it loudly. In Luke 17, verse 15, or let's say from verse 12 to 6, the Bible tells us of one of the lepers. In verse 15, the Bible said, he shouted with a loud voice, glorifying God. Silent gratitude is not good to anyone. I'm grateful in my heart. Even in our relationship, I'm grateful in my heart. Say you are grateful to me, and you didn't tell me. How will I know? You express it. Praise God. Somebody has done something to you, verbalize it. That's the way to give thanks. In 2 Samuel 6:15, the Bible says, so David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of trumpets. The one man said something, Robert Brout. He said, there is no such thing as gratitude unexpressed. If it is unexpressed, it is plain old-fashioned ingratitude. So if you don't say it, you are not thankful. So that's why we have time of testimonies. So I'm a private person. You are ungrateful. Praise the Lord. So do it loudly. Do it with dancing. 2 Samuel 6:13-14. Do it substantially. Give it extravagantly. In 1 Kings 3-4, we saw somebody giving his thanks appreciation substantially, with his substance, seriously. The Bible says concerning Solomon, 1 Kings 3:4, and the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for there was a great high place. 1,000 burnt offering did Solomon offer upon that altar. 1,000. If you look at 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 13 to 14, around that place, talking about David, when the ark was coming, the Bible said every 6 steps, that was a bloody sacrifice. That road was littered with, covered with blood. And you know how many kilometers from where, what's the name, Obed-Edom's house was to the city of David? Every six steps, he did it substantially. No wonder God said, there's a man after his heart. When you are giving God, give him with your substance. Let it be sacrificial. How do I give a sacrificial thanksgiving? You know, it's easy to thank God when he's done something for you. As I close this morning, it's easy to give thanks when things are going on well for you. I remember a friend of mine. He was the one that God used to bring me to Christ. Because I studied philosophy, so I did not believe in God. Even my junior ones that gave their life to Christ, I called them and they had to backslide. Because I turned the Bible upside down. I studied philosophy. I did philosophy of religion. So even as an unbeliever, I knew the Bible from back to back. So there is nothing. I did the synoptic gospel. I did everything. So when they gave their life to Christ, I told them, I said, you are too young to enter into this rubbish. And I turned everything upside down for them. And they went back. Their discipler, when he came to meet me in the house, I sat him down and I began to give him some philosophical puzzles. And he just went. And he told my mom, he said, go and be praying for your son. That one is devil. So, it is very important that you understand give it sacrificially. When you are going through issues, that is when you are supposed to give thanks more. So, as I was saying, that friend of mine, they will come to me. We are working together in the same office. There is one joint that we usually drink beer and pepper soup after work. I was working in the bank. And they will come. Say, let's go to church. I'll say, sit down and drink. Say, no, I don't drink. So this guy did ICANN. Those of us that we know ICANN. That was the professional accounting thing. And it was almighty in those days. I don't know about now. So when he did it, in those days, they placed this thing in their office when the results are out. So he went there and he checked the board. The way you know that you have passed it, that you will see your name. If your name is not on the board, you have failed. So he looked at it like this. His name was not there. He said, hallelujah. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I give you praise. And people surrounded him and he was going, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are faithful. You are dependable. And about three or four people followed him. Congratulations to you. You are very lucky. And you are this. And they were. And after he has spoken for some time, he said, I didn't pass. He said, are you okay? That maybe the failure has entered his brain. So he's not thinking straight again. But this guy had an understanding. He was giving God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise. And he told them, and he used that opportunity, he preached to them too. He said, this doesn't define me. He said, that I pass ICANN or I fail ICANN does not define me and does not diminish my God. You need to begin to have the right perspective about adversity and challenges of life. He gave God advanced praise. And interesting enough, the following year, when his preparation was minimal, he passed the ICANN. So learn to give him advanced praise. It's a sacrifice, and God loves sacrifices. And then let it be continuous. Don't stop. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Rise to your feet. So I just want you, as we go into the Thanksgiving today, It does not matter what you are going through. That's why I ended up with the issue of sacrifice of thanks. We have come to rejoice with Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Odunton today. It is double jubilee. And I want to assure you by the Spirit of God, if you can lay that burden in your heart, put it aside. Whatever you have come with, put it aside. And let us rejoice with them. And I want to assure you by the Spirit of God, you'll be the next person in line that will come and rejoice with in the name of Jesus. So as I leave this place today, any praise that you give to God when you have not given your life to Him, you are just entertaining yourself. That's why I want to give you the privilege and the opportunity today. If you are here this morning, you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, I want to appeal to you to do so. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ this morning, you are not born again, and you want to say, I gave my life on the Thanksgiving Day of Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Odunton. Can you wave your hand to Jesus as I pray for us now? Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, we bless your name. We've spoken your word, O God. Lord, we pray, O God, that every attitude of ingratitude in our life, let it be terminated now in the name of Jesus. Lord, as many that might have come with a spirit of heaviness, clothe each and every one with garment of praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' name, we pray.